Scientists are increasingly worried about microplastics and what they might be doing to us. They are everywhere in our environment, and Lake Champlain is no exception. Researchers there are trying to answer a key question: where are they coming from? Vermont Public's Abigail Giles has more.
At Burlington's North Beach, researchers comb the sand from the waves to the boardwalk. They're looking for very small pieces of plastic called microplastic. Walking along a measuring tape, they scoop sand samples into brownie pans. Back in a Lake Champlain Sea Grant program lab, they'll sift the sand and pull out tiny fibers, pellets, and particles of foam to try to figure out what they are under a microscope. And Jefferson leads this team.
We think of microplastics as tiny, micro, right? But actually, a microplastic is anything that's smaller than the size of about a pencil eraser.
Over the last decade or so, scientists on both sides of Lake Champlain have noticed a concerning trend. These tiny pieces of plastic are everywhere, even on the most pristine-looking beaches.
Big plastics break apart and become small plastics and eventually microplastics. So that single pool noodle could literally become millions of microplastics.
Plastic has shown up in nets used for catching zooplankton. Those are the tiny organisms that make up the foundation of the lake's food web. Plastic fibers have even been found in the guts of the zooplankton themselves, and even more concerningly, in at least 15 species of fish that eat them and that humans consume.
You know, 80% and upwards of particulate that we were finding were fibers. We were finding a lot of polyethylene, terephthalate, rayon, nylon type stuff.
That's Danielle Garneau, a professor at SUNY Plattsburgh who's surveying New York beaches this summer and who opened up all those guts.
And you see their vibrant colors, you know, fuchsias and blues, greens.
But that's not all. Garneau has also found microplastics in the wastewater effluent that towns send into the lake. Most don't have filters that can remove the pollutants. Boston College's Dr. Philip Landrigan studies microplastics and human health. He says most plastics are made from fossil fuels. Manufacturers add some 16,000 chemicals to plastics to give them their color and texture.
Many of those chemicals are highly toxic. Some are known causes of cancer. Others are toxic to the nervous system. Still others can disrupt endocrine signaling in the human body.
Microplastics get into our bodies when we breathe household dust and pollution from burning plastics, but also when we eat food or water contaminated with the particles. Back at North Beach, scientists like Ann Jefferson are still trying to figure out where most of the plastic in Lake Champlain is coming from. Some is coming from wastewater. Some is probably coming from foam docks. Some is probably from things like pool noodles. But the rest is still a mystery. For example, they're increasingly finding tiny plastic pellets used in plastic manufacturing.
The key thing is that we need to stop the microplastics before they get into the environment, and that means either dealing with industrial sources or dealing with macroplastics, with the bigger sorts of plastic things.
Global plastic production is only growing. Most of it can't be recycled. Federal and state bans on unnecessary plastics, like the ones that used to be in face washes and toothpaste, can help. Vermont has banned styrofoam docks and plastic bags in recent years. Jefferson would like to see more bans on single-use plastics. And towns can help by installing better filters when they upgrade their wastewater and drinking water facilities. In the meantime, Jefferson says consumers can do their part by trying to avoid buying new plastic and by cleaning up after themselves at the beach. Still,
it's really, really tricky to avoid plastics completely.
Ultimately, she says regulating the big industries upstream is the best solution. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.